At this point, I would revise to reconfirm to you that we revised and updated the committee assignments. I've sent the list to each of you, and by the way, thanks to each of you for your agreement to serve on committees, to serve on chairs of committees. I know it's a major responsibility and appreciate that, but I would direct, Susan, that we place that new listing of committee assignments into the minutes. Again, I'd like to re-welcome President Designee Tim Killeen to our meeting, and this is the last time that we'll have to call you Designee. But in the meantime, Bob, in getting ready for your last trustee meeting today, I'd offer you the opportunity to invest and introduce officers and guests that are here.
Thank you very much, Chairman McMillan. And first of all, Treasurer Lester McKeever is at the table with us. And just opposite us at the table, the chancellors of our three campuses, Phyllis Wise from the Urbana campus, Susan Cook from Springfield, and our junior chancellor, Michael Emeritus from the Chicago campus, now a veteran of two very busy and productive months. We have other university officers at the table just behind the chancellors, and I begin with Dr. Christophe Pierre, who's the Vice President for Academic Affairs. Sitting just to his right is Vice President, Chief Financial Officer, and Comptroller, Mr. Walter Knorr. And on the other side, on Christoph's left, Larry Shook. Dr. Shook is Vice President for Research. And Jerry Bauman, I don't believe, is with us. Dr. Bauman is Vice President on an interim basis for Health Affairs. University Counsel, Tom Barrows, sitting to my left, Mr. Barrows. Tom Hardy, Executive Director of University Relations, sitting at the media table. And Susan Keyes, the Secretary of the Board of Trustees, to your right, Mr. Chairman. Faculty governance is an integral part of any university, and we're fortunate to have individuals who truly embody the essence of shared governance, and beginning with Jorge Villegas, if you would raise your hand, Dr. Villegas, Associate Professor and Program Chair, Department of Business Administration, and currently Chair of the Springfield Senate Executive Committee. Dr. Roy Campbell is listed as being here. I don't see Dr. Campbell. He represents the Urbana campus. He's a professor of computer science and the chair currently of the Senate Executive Committee. From the Chicago campus, Michael Strosio, who, thank you for being with us, who holds the Richard and Luan Hill Distinguished Professorship in the Department of Bioengineering in the College of Engineering on that campus. And from the Springfield campus, Rosina Naginski, Associate Professor, Department of Liberal and Integrative Studies. Thank you for being with us again. And Teresa Szabo, Chair of the University Professional Advisory Committee, UPAC, and Associate Director of Development and Business Stewardship. If you'd raise your hand so we can see where you are, thank you. And the record indicates that Don Chambers, who's well known to us, would be in attendance today. I had an email last night from Don, and he's watching us online. Hello, Don. Hope things are going well. And also Dr. Catherine Vincent from the College of Nursing. I don't see her at the table either, from the Chicago campus. Hi, Kate. Hope things are well with you. As you know, I think well known to this group, but I'll just reiterate that this meeting is relatively short. It's an important day. The board is doing volunteer service, not just on affairs of the university that we're discussing here, but later today we'll join our alumni group, Illinois Connection, and participate in University of Illinois Day at the Capitol, and convey to their legislative colleagues and friends that, and maybe people they haven't met yet, the importance of providing adequate support to the missions of the University of Illinois. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Very good. Thank you, Bob. Tom Hardy, if you would introduce media that may be present.
Mr. Chairman, I think the only media we have with us today is Brittany from Illinois Public Radio, but they'll follow us on the video stream. Our usual reporters from the Chicago Tribune, the News Gazette, and Associated Press.
Very good. Good to have you.